Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello?
And this is Betty.
Hello? Hello?
And this is Betty.
Hello?
It's 420.
Hello? Hello?
And this is Betty.
It's 420. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello?
And this is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello?
This is Betty.
Are you still
waiting? It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello? This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello? This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
The show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Yampa.
Ah, magical pathways.
Magical in, pathways
in space and time.
Magical pathways in space and time. Always an exciting thing here on the Joe and Anthony Show.
I think so.
Yes, right. Hi, this is Anthony live from our temporary Studio A located in the Yoga Room in Concourse C in Chicago's Midway International Airport.
Wow, Anthony, that sounds like fun.
Not
hey,
really.
Hey, everybody, it's...
It smells like Joe. Ass and stale breast milk in here. It's not very fun. I liked the pod better, actually, but they kicked me out of that one.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe, live on the Grand in Studio B, Chicago.
Wiki, wiki, wick, whack, Betty here. I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 301 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, August 12, 2024. Find us on iTunes, the Apple Podcasts app, Spotify, Radio for All, and of course, Chiampa Radio. Visit www.chiampa.org. That's
Joe's gonna launch himself to next week.
.org. When you're there, click the menu, click programming, then clicky clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite. Just do it now, damn it. All right, let's get cracking with the TP segment. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Man, thank you, Betty, for all of that lovely work you do.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
You're a peach. Now, if you could just find a way to get me out of this airport, we'd be great. So, I clearly did not update my intros because I made mention I made mention about staying cool in the heat, which it was.
Hot. I know. I was kind of like, wait a minute.
Yeah, and it was hot last week, clearly, but we didn't have a show. We had some technical issues. And I actually wasn't feeling that great, so, and it turned out I actually got pretty sick like 2 days later, so.
I'm
feeling better now, just dealing with some remnants of, you know, some kind of a respiratory thing. Could have been COVID, who knows, I've had it so many damn times now. But yeah, you know, we're recovering and we're doing well, so we're able to go and do things. And I also was going to talk about the Florida hurricane last week, but that it did do a bit of havoc, you know. I mean,
well, in South Carolina,
yes,
dealing with flooding,
a lot of flooding
because of that. So.
I think a lot of Florida has been dealing with a lot of flooding as well, like Sarasota, Fort Myers, stuff like that. So, you know, it's still something worth bringing up. And that thing made it all the way up the East Coast for the most part.
Yes, and that, you know, that. It shows the power of how warming has adjusted climate to make those things just keep on going. That's what they need. They need warm conditions.
Oh, yeah, and the Gulf is nice and warm, I believe, right now. Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure what the temperature is, but I'm sure it's like a bathtub. So yeah, because it was hot when we left back in May. So yeah. It just keeps getting hotter, it seems like. So yeah,
but you know, I got to tell you though, the past few days have been glorious.
Oh my god! Yeah, even though I was kind of stuck in the house sick this weekend, I really did enjoy the nicer weather. It was dry. It was wonderfully dry. I mean, it's still like maybe not even 55% humidity in the studio right now, and you know, had all the windows open, some good breezes coming through. So that was nice. You know, got to listen to the cicadas and the rail yard and the angry people honking on the street. It was phenomenal.
Hey.
But yeah, it cooled off pretty nicely.
So what you'd be smoking?
I believe right now I am smoking Windy City Mints.
I couldn't find that one.
I've gotten it from a couple places. It's the Caviar brand. If they carry that, I know like Starbucks carries it. Cureleaf carries it. I don't know if... I think Ascend may carry it as well. I guess it depends on the dispensary, because I've noticed they all sometimes carry the same brand sometimes.
I'll have to hunt around.
Yeah, see if you can find whoever carries this, because the Windy City Mints, this caviar, the Windy City Mints is quite tasty, and it's clearly got me just talking off my head. So why don't I shut up
Apparently.
And you go on?
Well... I think I mentioned to you that the studio here was supposed to get a new bed, and unfortunately, UPS couldn't find Studio B. Even though Studio B has been here for practically 15 years.
Wow!
But yeah, they couldn't find me. So
they couldn't find.
Sadly, the bed got returned and. We'll have to try again.
I think I saw a group of people sleeping on a new foamy mattress off in the concourse over here. I think they were trying to leave on Delta, but the flights kept getting canceled. I wasn't sure. But, yeah.
Well, it was supposed to go back to some place in Missouri, so...
Well, maybe they put it on a... Maybe they were putting on a Delta flight or something, you know? They're going to fly it back or something. That's a shame. It's a shame that the bed did not show up. And it's not really like it's something you can send to work, because, you know, then you got to drag a mattress home from work.
Yeah.
And that's never fun.
No. If I had a friend that had a truck or something.
True.
A decent-sized SUV, that would help. But anyways, let's move on, Anthony.
Moving on.
I'm currently drinking some wine tonight. It's a red wine blend from PAX.
Ooh.
From the North Coast of California.
Ooh.
And it's quite nice. It's fruit forward, and let's see what's the alcohol content on this sucker. It is 13% by volume, so that's decent.
That's pretty good.
And I'm currently smoking Mack wine, which has seemingly provided me a consistently nice effect since I've been smoking it, and that's good.
Yes,
I don't like.
Yes.
I don't like change, I guess.
No, apparently not. You don't.
I don't like change.
You've been on the Mac 1 train for probably a while now. And,
you know, when I try something new, I get anxiety.
We can probably go back to our old scripts and see. Well, yeah, and, you know, does everything you've tried give you anxiety? I thought some things gave you, like, pretty decent results.
Like, Jet Fuel Gelato doesn't give me anxiety, but it does get me incredibly aroused. I see.
Okay. Well,
so that one is kind of like a smoke on only a special occasion.
Gotcha. Yeah, we don't want to get you all that on the air.
No.
That might, well, although it'd make an interesting show, but you know, I'm not sure our listening audience is ready for that yet.
So so there we have it.
All right. Well, fair enough.
Hey, Anthony.
Do we have any voicemails, Joe?
I don't know. Do we, Anthony?
Let me look here. It does not appear that we have any voicemails in our voicemail box.
Ooh. Well, that's okay. Our chat room is open at shyampa.org, and our phone lines are ready right now. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 on your celery mobile. Your celery phone or that brand new pearl white slimline push button digital telephone with automatic last number redial you just picked up at the AT&T store. All right, Anthony, what you got for us in the week corner?
I'm calling us.
You are? Are you testing us?
All right, Anthony, what you got for us in the week corner?
Yeah.
Us. Oh, yay.
You are. We got it on hold. Fantastic. All right, so our calls are open. Fantastic. All right, so on the weed corner tonight, let me click here, clicky, clicky, open the weed corner document. All right. Our first story comes from ABC News, Channel 11 in Raleigh, North Carolina. The Great Smoky Cannabis Company, a marijuana retailer owned by the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians on Western North Carolina tribal lands, announced on Thursday that it will begin selling cannabis products to anyone aged 21 or over next month. Wow. The outlet already stated July 4th to sell in-store or drive-through products for recreational use to adults enrolled in the tribe or in any other federally recognized tribe.
Wow.
It had just opened its doors in April initially. Medical marijuana purchases for adult. Wait. And it just opened initially. Okay. Oh, initially opened in April just for medical marijuana. Okay.
Ah.
Marijuana possession or use is otherwise illegal in North Carolina, but the tribe can pass rules related to cannabis as a sovereign nation. Of North Carolina and its surrounding states, only Virginia allows for the legal recreational use of marijuana statewide.
I feel like you'd have to use marijuana if you lived in Virginia.
Yeah, right. We're pretty much most of that area. The Tennessee Democrat, billionaire investor Ken Griffin, a Miami resident and CEO of a multinational hedge fund, said he's donating a total of $20 million to oppose Amendment 3 and support various political candidates for the 2024 election. I wonder who those might be. Griffin claims that Amendment 3 is a terrible plan to create the nation's most expansive and destructive marijuana laws. A spokesperson for Griffin also said that the $20 million donation will help to ramp up what will be a vigorous and full-throttled campaign to warn Floridians about the deceptive amendment that would make Florida the California of the East. And we can't have the California of the East because those crazy liberals are in the California of the East. I don't know, we can't have that. Oh, God, no. No. Next thing you know, they'll be talking about feelings and using pronouns. Griffin also claims that the passage of Amendment 3 would create a monopoly for large marijuana dispensaries and permit pot use in public and private areas throughout Florida and will help no one other than special interests. And it will hurt us all, especially through more dangerous roads, a higher risk of addiction among youth, and an increase in crime. I wonder where I've heard this hockey puck before. Good luck, Florida. You're going to really fucking need it. That's it for your weed corner. Back to you, Joe.
Okay, Anthony. Are you ready for, you know, that fun fact about Chicago?
Sure. Let's go.
Well, the 1893 World's Columbian Exposition, also known as the World's Fair, was held on the grounds of Chicago's Jackson Park. The exposition buildings were so strikingly something that they launched the so-called City Beautiful movement, which focused on boo arts aesthetics in American city planning. Wow. Wasn't that interesting, Anthony?
That was exciting.
And that was today's fun fact about Chicago. Just remember, the more you know, and you'll only know by listening to the Joe and Anthony Show. I think I have to tell Roger to do something.
Maybe. Unless he's broken.
Oh, hi. It's me, Roger. And I am here to tell you about today's National Day moment. For today, well, it won't be today, if you're not listening today, and today is August 12th, 2024, and it's National Julienne Fries Day, National Vinyl Record Day, and what all you siblings from a multiple nuclear family can't stand waiting for, it's National Middle Child Day. Aww. Suck it up, Buttercup, This is about the only time you'll get recognized, and just think, it's on the Joe and Anthony show.
Right?
Yay.
How upsetting is that?
Okay, now, let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that magically causes the bigger wheel to spin, spin, spin. No,
like...
no, no, yes, yes, yes. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
Twiddling, twiddling. Oh. Ooh, that sounds like a fun wheel. Maybe not.
No, it's just a boring wheel.
Well, let's see what you got.
Well, we're only on a 3-month lease now, so we can't have anything going through the ceiling quite yet. You know, we need to behave for a little bit here. So, tonight our random story comes from Channel 10 News in Miami and tells us about a Florida man who didn't keep his customers in good hands. A man arrested in January on accusations that he sold Miami car buyers phony insurance policies was arrested again on Wednesday on 4 additional felony counts after authorities said more victims came forward. William is yet another accused of posing as an insurance agent and selling non-existent insurance policies to unsuspecting customers under a business called Gordo's Auto, registered in Coral Gables, Florida. In a deal with prosecutors, Williams, 39, pleaded guilty in April to acting as an insurance agent without a license and was on probation at the time of his arrest on Wednesday. It appears that William of Northwest Dade, Miami-Dade County, sold at least one victim a fraudulent policy in February. An arrest warrant from an investigator with the Florida Department of Financial Services, Bureau of Insurance, Fraud Details, Motocross, and Oil Lube Chain with Fried Chicken, allegations from additional victims, Williams said, alleges associate Miguel. Authorities said victims learned they didn't have any insurance when they received notices of cancellation for non-payment or driver's license suspensions. Yeah, we got one of those in the mail, too, the other day. So, because we changed our up insurance, and Florida said, what happened? You said you got no more insurance. We said, fuck you, we move. And we did. Financial transactions showed that Williams sent various victims refunds after being confronted about not having insurance. William is being held without bond at the Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center as of Thursday morning. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 2 minutes after this short break. I gotta find the button, though. Here's the button. All right, we're gonna take a break here. Just a little break. 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes worth. Just a 2 minute break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Flashback.
Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whisk. Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the pain, the elbow tax, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, bum, bum, the foaming cleanser.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax!
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O dip.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts, Mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts, Peter Paul, Mounds don't.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Now, back to
to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those roboto things.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John DuBose and many other fine shows we play on Shyamba Radio. Be sure to visit Shyamba.org. That's Shyamba.org. For our complete broadcast schedule and much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news.
Yes, a new microphone cable is definitely in order. Thank you, Betty. You're always a lady and a gentleman, Betty.
Before we get to the news, first by our own very own Chip Skipper, edited by the On Crack Chicago News team.
And let me tell you, they are on crack.
Yeah. It's time for your Shyampa Chicago weather from your very own Chicago's O'Hare International. Do we have breaking news?
No, that's your weather bulletin.
Unless you're listening live, it's not partly cloudy and 80 degrees. The dew point is 54 degrees, which is great dryness. The humidity is at 41%, and winds are howling out of Joe's butthole from the east at 7 miles per hour. And for you pilot type, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 63. Tuesday, yay! A typical calm, warm summer's day. Mostly sunny with a high near 84. On Wednesday, watch out. Butthole flaps might need checking as winds could be gusty. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 86. And that's the weather as it happens from Studio B. Okay, Anthony, press that flashing any key that dispenses now
and
with
now
even more fiber. Weddings are an intimate affair, no matter where, to each their own.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you holding on to there, Skippy? What you got in your hand?
This is a Narn chip.
You were preaching from the pulpit with the Narn chip. You're like, I'm watching you. I'm like, oh my goodness. He's like,
this is better
like
than a
Pat
communion
Sajak.
Waiver.
No, not Pat Sajak. Pat Roberts. What was the religious print? That was it.
All right. Anyways,
bless me with your Triscuit, oh holy one.
From News Station KXTV, California, a California couple is paying tribute to the place they first met at, McDonald's.
Oh boy.
At their wedding.
Oh boy.
Abigail and Joseph were working at the fast food chain in California in 2016 when their co-workers decided to secretly set them up under the guise of a team bonding exercise outside of work.
They
told local news station KXTV. I knew before I showed up to the movie theater, Joseph told the outlet. I texted one of our co-workers and I was like, hey, when are you going over there? He was like, no, it's just you two. We set you guys up. Once Joseph found out, he said he decided to pay for her movie ticket. And just as their co-workers predicted, the pair hit it off. 6 years later, on November 25th, 2022, Joseph asked Abigail to be his bride. Since meeting at McDonald's, they've taken different career paths, with Abigail now working in education and Joseph in construction management. The McDonald's location where they both worked was also closed down, a McDonald's representative told the outlet. However,
so sad.
The memories, yeah.
The memories.
The memories.
The memories.
And more importantly,
of when you first felt her Big Mac.
Yeah. And more importantly, the people that the couple met there are still with them. Crystal,
The pair's former winning McDonald's general manager and a current area supervisor for the fast food company was a guest at their wedding. They shared the same values and had similar upbringing, and I felt they were truly made for each other, Alameda told KXTV. When they started dating, I joked that I could be invited to the wedding, and now I'm delighted to say I am. I couldn't be happier for them. It is a true McLove story.
It is complete with too much tartar sauce and mayonnaise.
Well, they also plan to serve their guests some McDonald's classic items, including cheeseburgers and apple pies.
Wait, what? I'm sorry. I'm going to a wedding. I'm not getting McDonald's. If I'm getting McDonald's and your gift registry had shit on it that was more than a value meal, that's just going bank.
Well, and you'll notice the story said items including. So there's other things they're going to be served.
I hope so. I hope so. I hope there's some chicken a la king or some beef Vesuvio or some pasta, random pasta wedding dish with unknown meat inside. Those are my favorite.
There's some
at
interesting
weddings.
Things that come from like McDonald's Thailand or McDonald's, you know, China or, you know, the international locations have different wild items.
But were they doing international
to make
items?
Those wild?
Or they said classic McDonald's.
This is true, and I've diverged in subject, so let's go on to the next story.
We shall move forward.
So, Anthony,
yes.
What do you think of a man standing on his hands could pull while walking on his hands?
Hey, what? Is this like how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Not really. What do you think a man standing on his hands could pull while walking on his hands?
He could probably pull a groin muscle, and that's pretty painful. I would imagine so, yes. I wouldn't recommend that.
Well, let's find out what he could do.
Sure, what could he do?
From the Guinness Book of World Records, an Italian man turned the world of record-breaking upside down!
Oh my goodness.
When he snatched the title of Most Light Aircraft.
Wow.
Pulled by walking on hands with an impressive feat of strength. Matteo, who calls himself the hand-standing vehicle, managed to pull an incredible 3 in Castelnuovo, Don Bosco, ST, Italy, on the 30th of June. One can say I follow this routine, training, nutrition, and rest, and then I repeat that until the day of the record attempt. He also works closely with a full team of experts to prevent injuries, like that groin thingy, and to ensure a correct physical and mental recovery after the attempts. That includes weekly appointments with a physiotherapist and a nutritionist to curate his diet. Matteo admits that he trained on a fairly caloric diet as he loves to eat, while holding records on the heaviest vehicle pulled by walking on hands and the fastest time to pull a vehicle over 20 meters on the hand. He jumped at the chance to pull an aircraft. I'm proud of this record, he says, but I'm also not entirely satisfied about the final result. I'm sure I can pull 4 aircrafts or even more, so I'll try to do that as soon as I can.
How is he pulling these aircraft? Is he pulling them with his testicular devices?
He's just strapped. He's got like a brace strapped to his body.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's how it is. I thought it was more exciting, you know? Like, he pulling it with his butthole? Like, did he have, like, a dildo in his ass? Like, pulling it with a... Kind of like, you can... Let's show how well we can do our handstand and pull this light aircraft. Like, I mean, geez, you could take that to IML. That, you know, that'd be, like, a Pride Fest fucking across the nation tour, you know? Jesus.
Pulling a float.
Pulling a float. Can you pull a float attached to a butt plug?
You know, there's a show title in there.
There is. You know what? I think you definitely pulling things with a butt plug. That definitely falls into the show title category tonight. So jot that down, and then we'll move you on to the next one just as soon as I turn your volume down.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-ho
Attention listeners, if you would like to donate about $600 for an inline compressor for this section of the show, please contact us for donation information.
Good luck if you go into the pond and find out.
Yeah, so yes.
Witnesses swear there's an alligator in the North Pond here in Chicago.
What, really?
It might be a turtle out for a joyride on a log.
From WTTW Chicago.
My.
Tom, those people aren't going to believe him. Why, Tom? But the Auburn resident swears he's seen an alligator in Lincoln Park's North Pond. Not once, but twice. And it's even bigger than Chance the Snapper by a couple of feet, Tom said, referencing the alligator famously captured in Humboldt Park in December 2019. I was skeptical too, said Sheba, Tom's wife of 16 years. Then she got a look at the creature herself, tip to tail, skimming across the top of the water. Both insist it's not a giant snapping turtle or a beaver or a floating log. The Chicago Herpetological Society begs
herpetological. There's a herpetological society in Chicago. That's just, yeah. It's the study of alligators and herpes, right?
Oh. Animal Care and Control obtained photos of this so-called alligator, which were then shown to the society. They are adamant that it's a large turtle riding a log. Armando with Animal Control, Care and Control told WTTW News. It's a first for me, but they're saying they've seen this before, Armando said. Well, guess what?
I think maybe you should camp out like next Monday during the afternoon, camp out at North Lake and see if you see an alligator, you know? I mean... Have you seen a few while you were down in Florida visiting a couple of times? You could recognize one, you know. You got to be careful. Sometimes city folk don't know what an alligator looks like.
That's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable alligator and his on-crack Dick White news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. This segment was sponsored by Dollar Miscellaneous. Now with more miscellaneous items for more than a dollar, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Call us at 813-327-8566 if you are as confused as I am, or send us an email at playus@cheyampa.org. Just do it. Last week on This Way Out, Fuller attributes commensurate global queer martyrs, and in the news... Ghana's Supreme Court upholds the country's same-sex gender ban. Namibia's government appeals their high court's repeal of similar statutes. Cologne Pride's record-breaking crowd marches for human rights, many together strong. Michigan Democrats consign the state's queer panic defense to the dustbin of history. An LGBTQ ally Biden passes the torch to ally Harris. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyenne Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 2 minutes after I relight the incense ball and make sure the door is locked. But it still smells like farts and stale milk in here. But the lattes. Ridiculous.
Smells like ass.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast streaming audio.
You are listening to Cheyampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know? The expression to knuckle down originated from playing marbles, where players used to put their knuckles on the ground for the best shot. Or how about the game of tug of war was an Olympic sport from 1900 to 1920. I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
And now, a Joe retromercial.
Fruit Corner's Fruit Roll-Ups. Real fruit and fun rolled up in one.
You can peel them, you can fold them.
Fruit Corner!
You can tear them, you can share them.
Fruit Roll!
You can rock them, you can roll them. You can really get to know them.
Fruit Corners fruit roll-ups are the chewy snacks made with real fruit that you unroll, peel, and chew.
You can snatch them, you can chew them.
Fruit Corners!
You can pass them, you can glue them.
Fruit Corners fruit roll-ups, now in great-tasting grape.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I love it when I do that.
Yeah, it's a good effect for you. I hate it when I do that.
Live Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Bloody hell.
What the fuck is wrong with my voice now? Now I sound like a fucking tin can. Goddamn you people.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, okay. Let's go ahead and cue one of those Roboto thingamabobbers.
Here it comes.
Oh, my goodness.
Welcome back.
Oh, it's Roger.
Thank God it's today. Yay. Up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverages, my fellow biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You got it, Anthony. Oh.
You're welcome, Joe.
Oh, boy, they're all kind of crazy now, aren't they? Oh, boy. Yeah.
Ooh,
excuse me. All right. Well, before we continue, it is time for your Sciampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 86 degrees. The humidity is currently 75%. The dew point is a comfortable 77 degrees. And the visibility is 10 miles. Isn't that awesome? Tonight, Monday night, we'll have a 10% chance of isolated showers and storms before 8 in the evening, mostly clear with a low around 79. On Tuesday, 40% chance of scattered showers and storms after 2, sunny with a high near 92. Be careful, we have heat index values as high as 102. Tuesday night, a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms before 8 p.m., mostly clear with a low around 80. Wednesday, a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms after 2, then sunny with a high near 92. Wednesday night, 30% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly before 8, then mostly clear with a low around 80. And that's it for your Cheyenne weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news.
And hell yeah. This first story is mucho crazy.
Mucho crazy. We like mucho crazy. Alright, so take a little drink of water here.
Yes, I took a little drink of wine.
There you go. It's dry. I'm not used to the dryness yet.
Oh,
so
yeah.
My mouth and my throat,
yes,
just constantly feel
so
dry.
Thirsty.
I drink,
yes,
so much water right now
because,
yes, I'm used to being in a 78 degree dew point, and now, yes, I'm in a freaking 54 degree dew point, and I'm just evaporating before my eyes. So, right? Oh my goodness! Tonight, our first Florida story comes from Channel 35 Fox Orlando and tells us about a woman who took her organization skills to the extreme. Just before 11:30 in the morning, Lauren, 41, was spotted in her vehicle, but not at the wheel, without a seatbelt and rummaging around the passenger floorboard. The trooper pulled the driver open and noticed a small, used and burnt piece of tinfoil and a plastic straw in the car.
Oh my.
Additionally, the driver said Lauren was under the influence of alcohol. Lauren was asked to get out of the car as Florida Highway Patrol conducted a probable cause search. A bag labeled Bag of Drugs was reportedly found inside Lauren's purse and contained a metal spoon, 4 glass pipes with residue, plastic baggies with white residue, full needle, 2 straws, 3.25 grams of cocaine, 1.75 grams of crack cocaine, 1 gram of crystal meth, 1.5 pills of hydromorphine, 2 pills of amphetamine, and 4.5 pills of lorazepam.
Sounds like a party.
Yeah, well, that was definitely a bag of drugs. she didn't lie. That was a bag of drugs. Lauren was taken into custody and charged with possession of cocaine, possession of crack cocaine, possession of methamphetamine, possession of hydromorphine, possession of elazepam, possession of amphetamine, EIEIO, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She has since been released from the Pinellas County Jail. Online records show. Really? Wow. Wow. She had all that shit, got charged with that, and she's out on the street. Yeah. Well, hiya. All right. Let's move on.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Nursing. Ding, ding, ding,
oh, God, you're going to kill me. Our second story of the night comes from Fox 35 Orlando again and tells us about a rough chase Polk County deputies had to make last week. Oh, God, I forgot about this one. Polk County deputies had no trouble keeping up with an alleged Walmart thief who tried to get away with several stolen items. On a stolen electric scooter riding at a leisurely 2 miles an hour. Troyson, 35, is facing several charges, including felony petite theft, grand theft, and unlawful possession of a shopping cart after an incident that happened on July 17th, according to the arrest affidavit from the Polk County Sheriff's Office. Deputies pursued Troy as he attempted his getaway on a stolen electric Walmart scooter, the sheriff's office wrote on Facebook. Troy hit speeds of about 2 miles an hour on the scooter before deputies caught up to him. Not exactly a high-speed chase. Upon contacting Troyston, deputies found several bag packages of items stolen from the nearby Walmart, including jewelry and other handheld game systems. The stolen items, which Troy allegedly left the store with and didn't pay for, totaled about $167. Okay, it actually doesn't seem like a whole lot when you think about it. I mean, No. Shit, I go grocery shopping at Walmart and I spend over that much. The affidavit added that he was also knowingly took off in one of the store's electric scooters, which has a sign on it that says, in-store use only. The scooter itself is worth about $1,300. That's actually not bad. We should do a little fundraiser. We can get ourselves a little Walmart electric scooter for the new studio. $1,300? I think we can raise that. The sheriff's office told Troy had a couple of prior convictions for petty theft, hence the felony charge tacked after the incident. Troy remains in custody in South County Jail on a $13,500 bond. Online records show.
That's expensive.
That is expensive. But that electric scooter is not. $1,300? We can do that. We can swing that. Golf carts are like $5,000. I mean, we can only go around the studio at 4 miles an hour, which probably actually isn't a bad thing. That's probably the safest thing for us to do.
Sexy.
Yes, in your electric scooter at 4 miles an hour. Our final and sexy Florida story of the night comes from Local 10 News out of Miami and tells us about a naked boomer who thought it was 1965 again.
Oh, my goodness.
Police said Brian, 62, exited his home naked and brandished a gun around 8 p.m. last Wednesday outside his home in Margate, Florida, and threatened a black man with a gun after he incorrectly believed he was on his property. He also called him a racial slur while doing so. The witness said he heard, "Get off my property." And the victim,
beep.
Yes, and the victim told police he's heard Brian say, "Get off my property, you black." The victim said he heard a click-clack noise, which he believed to be Brian racking the gun. The victim, fearing he was going to be shot, no shit, Sherlock, fled to a nearby residence and notified police. Police said they were determined that the man was not on Brian's property and was, in fact, in the actual roadway. Authorities,
oh, my?
Yeah, in the middle of the damn road. Authorities said that when they apprehended Brian, he kept telling police he had suicidal thoughts and said that the police will have to come in and take him and there will be a gun battle.
Oh, my.
Yep. Brian is facing charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and committing a third-degree felony with evidence of prejudice and was being held in the Broward Main Jail on $10,000 of bond as of last Friday evening. And that's
it. They need to stay in jail.
Yeast. That's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Joe.
Or Betty.
Or Betty. Or whatever's going to take it.
Well,
I don't know.
You can thank the database
the
that you're tuned into, Cheyenne Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Cheyenne Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you two can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots and
that's
don't
us.
Forget me and Roger too. Why don't you be a part of our Unique studio experience?
Unique.
You can chat during our live broadcasts. Visit chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches.
Oh, yeah.
In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you so much, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Isn't she so sweet?
She is super sweet.
And then she's a bitch. My God. She's like so psychotic. It's like she'll be nice to you and then she'll cut you.
Fuck you, Roger.
See? Exactly. Uh-oh.
So, hey, Anthony, last week our show title was Episode 300, The Missing Lactating Tamale.
Yay! What do we have this week? I want to say pulling things down the road with my butt plug.
Pulling things down the road with Anthony's butt plug.
No, with my butt plug. Not Anthony's okay. butt plug, just my butt plug.
Okay.
We're just going to make it a random butt plug. It's somebody's butt plug. It could be your butt plug. It could be the listener's butt plug. It could be the host's butt plug. It could be Betty's butt plug. But it's somebody's butt plug.
Or Roger's butt plug.
Or Roger's butt plug. Or Roger's butt
plug.
Well, that's a whole different story. That's a whole different story.
Oh, yes, it is. So, just some fun notes to note.
Yes.
Today started street closures around the university. The United Center for the Democratic National Convention, which is going to take place between August 19th through the 22nd.
I see.
But they're starting these rolling street closures, and people are complaining that it's not good. They're not happy.
Well,
so
you
we'll
know
see
what?
How
nobody's
the...
happy. I read a damn story this past week. I think I posted on my Facebook. You may have seen it. But as people that moved to residential areas downtown, okay, you're living in the loop in a residential area. You're facing Grant Park, or you're right by Grant Park. Now you're bitching and complaining because there's festivals in Grant Park all summer long. What the fuck do you think happens in Grant Park all summer long? I've been out of the city for 20 years, and before I even moved back, I'm like, there's festivals all summer long in Grant Park. We're going to go see them, because you know why? There have been festivals at Grant Park since my titties have been on a dolphin. And that would be a good show title, too. But we're going to stick with the butt plug.
Folks, I can't tell you. I cannot tell you.
Oh, goodness. It's like people that buy a house near an airport and then go, oh, my God, the planes are so loud. No shit. No shit. I'm actually looking for a house by an airport. I know that. I live by an airport. I understand.
Or by
it's
a train yard.
And by a damn train yard. I get it.
Or a truck yard.
And a truck yard. All three of them.
You know,
there's everything.
Or
I got
an
everything
expressway.
Here.
Like, I live near trains and an expressway. And I hear nightly, like, motorcycles, sirens.
Yeah.
I live near a main, huge fire station.
Well, you live downtown. I mean, you hear everything.
Right.
You're going to hear it. Me, I hear trains. I hear trains. The screeching of trains. The humping of trains. Humping. Thunk, thunk, thunk. as they like to go. And, you know, I don't hear as much road noise. I hear a lot more truck traffic during the day. But once we get to the evening, it seems a lot quieter. But still, you know, I hear the airplanes all the time. You know, you kind of, you know.
Well, depending on the flight
depending on the flight pattern, yeah. I mean, I've had the,
sometimes
you know.
Sometimes you're not affected.
No, that's true. I think I've had the windows open, and I haven't heard many planes this afternoon. So they must be flying out a different direction. Flying a different direction with the butt plug in my butt. Pulling things down the road. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you know what? They're going around you.
That's
they're going
good.
Around
we like
you.
That.
They're taking off away from you.
Well, that works for me. Right? That's good with me. But hey, you can't complain, so you know.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, yeah. The cicadas are still kind of irritating. Hearing them all the time.
Yeah, you know, I know, and I make note when they don't chirp and when they chirp early. Like, this past few years, they seem to be chirping earlier than usual.
Right.
So, I don't know what that means, but, and I also noticed, too, though, that spiders, for instance, took a little longer this year to develop. Yeah, I hear it. I hear it. Yeah, listen to that, folks. If you don't live in the Midwest, I don't think...
The cicadas are back. They're back. Got to close the windows when watching TV because it gets too loud.
But here's the thing. You don't really see them much.
No, I haven't seen much cicadas junk.
You know, yeah, you might see them once in a while. I know I saw, like, one decapitated the other day, but...
When we first moved to the city back in June, I'd seen several flying around. I'd, like, look out the window, and they... Well, and I, it's kind of... It's kind of actually, they fly as good as a palmetto bug. because, you know, the giant... And actually, in the way cicadas are just like palmettos, just giant flying cockroaches that make a lot of noise. But that's the same thing. So it was kind of bumbling its way through, and it didn't, like, land on the screen. It kind of, like, it hit the screen, and that was that. And it was like, oh, what the hell? So it was, you know, I got to see a few of them. But yeah, they're loud as hell right now. They've been all summer, and I'm like, I thought that there was supposed to be a break at some point, and I knew they
After
came.
After a while, though, you will get so used to it, you'll know when it's there, but then all of a sudden it just becomes...
Yes, I'll know when it's there, because I gotta turn up the damn TV, because I can't hear RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, but, you know, I would be thankful if I had more trees in my neighborhood, because I don't hear much of the cicadas where I live.
Well, that's fine. We'll hang out on the patio tomorrow or next Monday, and you can enjoy the cicadas. How's that sound?
You know, it's funny, though. There is a certain meditational value in listening to them when you're really, really stoned.
Yeah.
Like, there is something that's just unlocked that just allows you to sort of... I don't know, like, rewire your brain while that stupid sound is going back and forth, and it just, you know, it's
I guess.
Perfect timing, it's,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, you I know? Mean, I find myself getting mesmerized by many different sounds when I'm stoned, oh, so, I
true.
Mean, you know, but that is definitely, because it's a repetitive sound. It's a repetitive sound, so it's easy to kind of, like, focus on it, so I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it, you know, it's like a meditative type of, it's just there, so... But yeah, you know, they're there. I'm okay with that. We move on with life, and what are you gonna do? They're in the trees. I'm not gonna climb up the trees to get them. They're gonna be dead by November. They ain't gonna live through the winter here. So I mean, it's not like I'm dealing with insanity. Like, oh my god, this is never gonna stop. No, them damn cicadas will be dead by December, maybe even October, because they'll freeze their little.
Well, they'll have their back in the ground or wherever the fuck they go.
I don't know. What do they do? That's what they're doing now, right? They're doing all this fucking or something?
Well, they're mating now, and then they burrow the eggs in the ground, and then, you know, so...
And
yeah,
then they come back, like, 8 years later, and they bring toys to all the little children or some shit like that?
Yes.
I mean, like, add a half a day to the calendar or some crazy thing. Yeah, right? Santa Cicada.
Yeah,
that would be a good rock band.
Some bar got fined
serving
a cicada-infused Malort. You know, it's like...
I've never tried Malort to begin with, and it's a Chicagoan thing, so I'm assuming I really should, since I technically am a Chicagoan, I should experience that at some point.
It's sickening syrup.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
It's a combination of, I like to think of it as like anise and sambuca.
Oh my goodness. So it tastes like black licorice.
Well, a whole bunch of other things.
And a whole bunch of other things.
It's blah.
Blah.
But, you know, people have an affinity for it if they're from Chicago and it's, you know, been served to them with another shot of something or a beer or I don't know.
So some of the reactions online, because we did a Google thing. I did a Google thing. So Google says that people say that Merlot tastes like burnt tires with a strong flavor of bug spray with DET. Soda squirt, Sauvignon Blanc wine, Sterno chafing disc warmer, fuel flavor. Burning tires smell.
Wow, burning rubber.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, now that we've completed that, we have one more in the can. When Roger's around, there are several in the can.
You know?
Gotta teach him how to flush.
I discovered if you have Peacock.
Peacock!
There is the functionality to go to, like, channels.
Peacock!
Yes, and each of these channels is a different NBC program.
I see.
And they show Murder, She Wrote.
I see.
And they also show, oh gosh, what else did they show that I like to watch? Oh. Yeah. Well, I think they used to show they don't show The Love Boat. That's on Paramount. Because that was a CBS product.
Hey, folks, it looks like the Ugly Legs came on about 6 minutes ago. And the cleaning crew at the terminal wants to freshen up the yoga studio. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Ooh, I can't wait to visit the wink, wink yoga studio.
No, really. It really is. It's got yoga mats and stretchy pants, and it smells like the yogurt or the mayo bin over at Turkey Burger. It's kind of disgusting.
Anyway, we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony show.
Yes, you can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch Headphone Meditation on Saturday nights, Classic Radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and Hot Dance Mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
And you know, since you're already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in Chiampa Radio's Technique audio programming with extra added perpetual procedures? How do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep any one of your devices forcefully and executively, perpetually tuned in to Chiampa Radio. That's right. Maybe it's your fun and feisty dildo smart speaker with extra added thrust. Maybe it's your titanium-plated Bluetooth-enabled commode with easy-to-use bidet and special splash podcast recall shield. Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience.
All right. That's phenomenal. Thank you, Joe. And look, we've finished with enough time to still banter for a mere 19 seconds.
Yeah, I like bantering for 19 seconds.
Yeah, there you go. Isn't that fantastic?
That would be a good show title, too.
Bantering for 19 seconds? That'd be the most popular show because everyone would think it was only 19 seconds long. Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. Yeah. Check out our blog at chiampa.org. If you're interested in recasting this show, please contact us at playus@chiampa.org. If you're suing us, Yeah, don't contact us. And remember, folks, if you're going to go wandering around with a bag of drugs, you might as well label it. Have a good night, a good week. Stay tuned for This Way Out with an M for memory.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
Wow.
This station is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.